Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, and today we're going to talk about whether penis enlarging, like getting your penis enlarged, or penis stretching actually works. And got a couple articles, as always. I always want to refer to legitimate, you know, professional articles, because I am not a professional in these areas. I'm just trying to produce a podcast that opens people's minds to their sex and sexuality and talk about sex a little bit more than we're used to talking about it. And this is one of the subjects that I don't know, maybe guys talk about it. I'm not a guy, so I wouldn't know. But I don't think it's talked about a lot in general conversations, right? It's not something you bring up. Okay, so penis enlargement, does it work? This is from WebMD, so good reference. Do you want a bigger penis? In one large survey a few years ago, about 45% of men said that they did. And you can buy plenty of over-the-counter and even medical treatments that promise a larger penis. But do any of them really work? Yeah. Like, for instance, you can buy the penis enlargement suction things at the at most sex toy places that promise that those things work. And then I have heard people say that they do work. I wouldn't think that they would just keep selling if they didn't work. But, you know, I've actually seen videos where there's guys using them that say that they work. So, okay. Some of the things men use to try to increase penis size include vacuum penis pumps, penis weights, which I've seen that. I would imagine that's painful. Penis stretching exercises called jelping, supplements, creams, and of course, surgery. Some men have surgery to get them enlarged. Okay. The truth is, these treatments tend to have modest, if any, results, experts say. And most don't do anything at all to increase penis size. But some techniques, including weight loss, may improve your penis's appearance or your confidence in bed. From a urologist for Men's Health Center in Glickman Urology and Kidney Institute of Cleveland Clinic. How can you figure out what might help and what's a sham? Talk to your doctor. Talk to your urologist before you try any penis enlargement device or treatment. Many men still feel uncomfortable talking to their doctor about this issue, but they should seek advice from someone experienced in this area. People will do all sorts of things to try to make their penises longer or larger. Most likely that your penis isn't really too small, experts say. Men who want a larger penis may have a poor body image, low self-esteem, or even a condition called body dysmorphia. This is a urologist from Harvard. And Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. They're basically just not happy with their body, he says. I have also operated on men whose partners told them their penis wasn't large enough. Okay, so don't do that to your partner. If you say it even one time, it's going to affect them for forever. They won't forget it. Okay, so what's the average size? People often believe myths about the average or normal length of a penis. Many men don't have a realistic idea of what a normal sized penis is, and we live in a society where pornography is pervasive. Some people believe that it's normal to have a 12-inch size penis. The average erect penis is between 5 and 6 inches long, and flaccid, not even exact erect, but between 4 and 5 inches long. Some men may think they need a larger penis to satisfy their partners, but that's likely not the case. About 85% of women in the internet surveyed of 52,000 heterosexual people said they were satisfied by the size of the partner's penis. When men say to discuss their penis enlargement options, he starts to discuss by making clear what normal means for a man as far as penis size. Societal perceptions of what is a smaller than normal penis aren't true. There are wide varieties of factors that may drive some men to feel that their genitalia just don't look as it should, including what they see in the popular culture. The doctor says that satisfying heterosexual sex for most women doesn't begin with male penetration and ends with male male orgasm. Sometimes through talking it out, many men that I treat realize that they have other body image issues and that their expectations about penis size are out of line. A few men do have medical conditions that result in smaller than average penises, which, you know, it's called a micropenis. About 6 in 1,000 men have a micropenis, or a penis that's less than 2.8 inches long when stretched. This is happens when a male baby doesn't get enough testosterone, the male sex hormone, before birth. So if you remember when we were talking about how you could tell what someone's penis size was by looking at their hands, remember it was the 2-4, like the pointer finger and the ring finger. And you could look at those two finger sizes, and if the ring finger was longer than the pointer finger, I think that's what it was. Was that what it was? Yeah. One or the other. If one of those fingers or the other, go back and listen to that podcast because I forget. But I think if the pointer finger is shorter, then you might have a longer penis, I think, if the ring finger's longer. I can't remember, but go check that. But that had to do with testosterone levels, too. If you would look at someone's fingers, and one finger was longer than the other, then they said that that had to do with testosterone levels, which, that's how you can tell if somebody, without looking at their penis, without them, you know, dropping trowel, without them taking their pants off, you can look at their hands and kind of figure out if they have a small penis or a large penis because of that pointer finger, right? So, that had to do with testosterone levels in the womb. Peyronie's disease, this condition causes scar tissue building up on the penis, causing it to bend and in some men shorten. Men with Peyronie's disease may have trouble getting an erection, but there are treatments that can help. Is surgery the right move? I think a lot of guys have talked about this. I've heard guys talk about getting surgeries to enlarge their penises and how that's the only way you can go. Some surgical techniques change the appearance of your penis. That includes a procedure recently approved by the FDA called the preformed penile silicon block implant, formerly called Penuma. It's not available everywhere yet, the doctor says, but he has done surgery and says he's been happy with the results. It's cosmetic procedure, so it isn't covered by medical insurance. You have to pay for it yourself. It is a silicone implant, a silicone sleeve, about 2/3 the length of your penis, which is implanted under the skin to make the penis thicker. But studies show that there's not as much impact on penis length. You get this operation under general anesthesia in a hospital. This surgery must be carefully controlled and should only be done by a urologist who has a familiarity with penile anatomy and the surgery itself, and who has the background and experience necessary to perform it. In one study of 400 men who had the surgery, penis width improved by as much as 56%. That's pretty good. Men reported that they were mostly satisfied with the results, including better confidence and more self-esteem. Possible complications include infection and scarring after the surgery. The doctor says the implant can also move out of place later on, he says, so you probably have to be a little more careful when you're having sex if you have a penile implant. The doctor says some men are growers, not showers, which means their penises may seem small to them when they're not erect. If they get the silicone sleeve surgery, the implant always holds the penis at the same length, so it may not look smaller when it's not erect. Another type of surgery is suspensory ligament release. Doctors do this operation on men whose penises point straight down when they have an erection. The surgeon makes a cut in the ligament at the top of your scrotum to help your erection look normal. In other words, it won't point down anymore, I guess. It'll come up because they've cut that ligament, right? But it doesn't increase your penis's length or size when it's erect. If you're interested in surgery to treat penis size or your erections, make an appointment with a urologist. This doctor's treated some men who had penile enlargement treatments, like injections or silicone or fat. I assure you, they did not have the outcomes they signed up for. The treatments don't work and can sometimes be dangerous. I would imagine if you're messing around with your penis with an operation like that, silicone being put in or any kind of fillers being put in or whatever, even if it's fat from another part of your body, I would think that would change your feeling during sex because you're messing with all of those delicate nerves and things that are around the penis. I mean, this is just me interjecting here what I think, but I would think that would change everything. I know that when I've read about women having the vaginal area changed, that it does change their feeling, and sometimes they can't feel anything anymore, you know, in certain areas. So I would think that would go the same for a penis enlargement or putting the silicone thing in, or, you know, what they're saying with these fillers. And, you know, is it worth that? Is it worth losing the feeling that you're going to have? I mean, isn't that part of why we have sex? Because it feels really good. I mean, I know 90 to 98% of sex is in your head. Like, it's not in the head of the penis. It's in your brain. But, you know, you still have sensitivities in your penis and your scrotum, etc. So I would think that you might not want to mess with that area. It's just me. So is it worth losing feeling, which is really the whole point of sex, if in order to look bigger? Is it really worth that? I would say no. I would caution men to just stay away from that. Because, you know, like they say, it's not the size, it's the motion in the ocean, right? You have to take what you have and know how to use it and figure out how to use that with the woman you're with. I mean, you think a guy has a really big penis, it's easy for him? No, they're really big, and it takes a lot of, you know, talking with a woman and finding out what she likes, and you know, you have to go really slow when you have a big penis because it can be painful if you penetrate a woman too soon. It could tear her, you know, the inside of her vagina, et cetera, so you have to be careful. And like I've talked in the past, you know, women's vaginas expand, but they have to be excited for that to happen. They have to be sexually aroused, and you have to make them sexually aroused for that to happen. And also lubrication comes in there, you know, natural lubricants are produced. So, you know, you have to be really careful with that sort of thing. So having a larger penis isn't all fun and games either, you know. I think I've told a story before about, you know, I had a guy friend who said that he was in the military with a guy who had a pretty, like, huge penis. And he fell in love with this girl who was a little petite thing. like short and small. And they couldn't stay together because he was just too big, apparently, for her. Now, I think somebody, if they'd gone to a sex therapist, they could have worked it out. But I do think that there's probably situations where a guy's penis could be too big for a smaller person. I don't know. I mean, you would think that would go, but then again, I know that a woman's vagina can expand to have a baby. So if they can spit a baby out of there, they sure could have a penis go in if you are doing the right things for that woman. So there's a litmus for you guys. You know, if you have a larger penis and you're doing the right things for your woman, then you're not going to have a problem. Same thing as if you have a smaller penis. If you know what you're doing with what you've got, you're going to make anyone happy. You're going to make everyone happy. You have to know how to use what you have, the size of penis that you have, in the right way to make your partner happy and to make you happy as well. Right? So that's a lot of talking to each other. That's learning how your appendage works, your penis works, etc., etc. So I would say just don't even mess with it, but you know, to each their own. Okay, what works? Weight loss, workouts, manscaping. Not keen to have penis surgery? Some simple non-medical treatments, including grooming or manscaping, may improve your genitals appearance. Some men try shaving or waxing their pubic hair, and that may make your penis just stand out more. And I've talked about this on a previous podcast, using IPL, which is, it's not laser surgery, but it's like intense light. I can't remember. It's IPL. It's intense something light. And what it does is you can buy these IPL devices and women use them. And it basically sends light, you know, into your hair follicles and gets rid of, you know, kills your roots of your hair. And over time, you won't have any hair down there. So that's an option that you can use. But yeah, that's something you do. And I can tell you right now, I haven't spoken to a woman that I know that isn't excited when a man has manscaped himself. So I would say, you know, it's a good thing to do is either manscape or do your IPL, you know, get rid of the hair altogether. Okay. Next thing is weight loss. It's another approach that improves your pubic presentation. When men put on a lot of weight, as they age, they tend to gain fat in that area in front of their genitals. This can hide part of your penis and make it look smaller. He says losing weight can help your penis look larger by comparison. I mean, you know, if you're getting older and you're still wanting to have sex, I'd say you better stay in shape. You better lose that weight, right? And you better do what you need to do, because an overweight, out of shape man is not sexy. I'm sorry. It's just not. Maybe some women get into that, but I don't know too many who do. And it's better for you health-wise to stay in shape and lose that fat. You don't want to be getting that kind of fat around your belly and your penis. You want to get rid of that. It's a good sign of a good way of having a heart attack, of not having erectile dysfunction that contributes to that you can't even get it up at all. So it's better to just lose the weight, right? Stay in shape. Okay, liposuction can also remove excess fat around your abdominal area or your pubic area to help your penis stand out more. Like any surgery, lipo can have complications, which I just discussed that. What if it has complication of you not feeling in certain areas anymore? You know, you have to think about that. Working out can help men look larger too. Regular exercise can help cut the size of your beer belly so your penis looks better. Getting fit may boost your confidence in bed too. Well, obviously. If you feel better, if you look better, you feel better, right? And you feel sexy, then you feel like, you know, you're going to have great sex, right? So, it's just logic. Okay. Pumps, weights, stretching. Mixed results. You may see these results pitched on TV, online, or in men's magazines as ways to lengthen your penis. Vacuum erection devices. Vacuum pumps are used to treat men with erectile dysfunction, ED, a common condition in which you have trouble getting or keeping an erection. The device fits over your penis and air is pumped out to create a vacuum. You need to use a penis ring with this device. I don't know if anybody knows what a penis ring is, if you've never used one. You put them on your penis and you put it down, you just keep putting it down towards the bottom of your penis as far as you can without it, you know, hurting you. And that holds the blood in your penis if you're having problems keeping an erection. So a penis ring can roll down to the bottom of your penis and hold the blood in your erection. A lot of people use vibrating penis rings to, you know, masturbate or during sex or whatever. Sometimes people put vibrating penis rings towards the bottom to help hold the blood in, but also to create a vibration to help the woman have an orgasm, because her vagina is going to be right down there at the very bottom of your penis, right? Okay, so you need to use a penis ring with this device. It draws more blood to the penis, the suction device, that's what they're talking about. It draws more blood to the penis to help it stay erect, but that won't make your penis larger. Using a vacuum device, too, often can damage the tissues of your penis and make your erections weaker. So you can mess up your erections by playing this game of, oh, I want my penis to look bigger, right? Okay, traction weights. You can tie a weight or a traction device, sometimes called a penile extender, to your non-erect penis to try to stretch it out. Traction therapy can improve non-erect penis length in some men by up to 2 centimeters, a little more than 3/4 of an inch. But it's only approved for men with the early stages of Peyronie's disease. These weights could also damage your penis. So you're taking a risk every time you try to make your penis look bigger, right? Okay, this is called yelking. Yelking, this is an exercise where you place your thumb and your index finger over your non-erect penis and you pull on it repeatedly to increase the size. There's no evidence that yelking works. That just doesn't sound like fun. I mean, I know you probably pull your penis here and there, you know, for just when it's feeling uncomfortable, you've probably moved it around, but, you know, is that really going to be fun to be doing that over and over again? It doesn't apparently work. So, all right. Pills, supplements, creams, and lotions. Over-the-counter creams, as well as supplement vitamins or mineral pills that claim to increase penis size, simply do not work. They also could contain contaminants like pesticides. See your doctor before you buy any of these over-counter treatments for penis enlargement. All of the ads on the TV that promise any treatment will add inches to your penis. None of them work. They're a total sham. This is a doctor of urology telling you that they are a total sham, right? If you're unhappy with your penis size, consider sex therapy before you seek surgery or any other treatment both urologists advise. A certified sex therapist in Atlanta treats heterosexual and men who worry that their penises aren't large enough. Some men have been socialized to believe that their penis is too small because of the stories they heard in high school from their buddies talking about their penis size, or they may see other guys who have actual larger penises. The doctor says first reviews their sexual history to find out if bad experiences from past or the criticism from a current sex partner has triggered shame or guilt about their bodies. I work with them to help them to realize that it's not about how big your penis is, but your sexual function and quality of intimacy, which I've said a few times now. So, the truth about men's health, you think you know the difference between myth and reality when it comes to men's health issues, you know, you don't. And then they talk about natural ways to boost testosterone, which I think there are some actual vitamins or herbal things that people have, you know, swear by that it actually works. Okay. So the other thing we were going to talk about is penis stretching. And they had just talked about this in here, but I have another article. It's under Very Well Health. Does penis stretching actually increase length or girth? You have good reason to be skeptical. Penis stretching is a term that suggests you can increase the length and girth of your penis in the same way you build muscles in your arm or chest. Manufacturers of penis exercise devices use the term to imply that you can make your penis larger by using their products. Some even market their products as fitness accessories. There is currently no scientific evidence that supports the use of these devices. In some cases, they may even cause irreversible damage to the penis. A 2020 review in Sexual Medicine Review concluded that any claims of a benefit are supported by scant to low quality evidence. This article takes an unbiased look at the penis stretching techniques, including those that may increase penis size and those that can't. It also puts the topic of penis size into perspective and explains why enlargement is not needed for most people with a penis. What is a penis stretching device? Penis stretching is an unproven practice that involves exercises or devices that are thought to increase the length or circumference or girth of the penis. These include vacuum pumps and traction devices that exert pressure on a flaccid, soft penis. Penis stretching is typically pursued by people who think that their penis is too small. Research has shown that many males underestimate the size of their penis, even though they fall well within the average range, which is 5.6 inches for an erect penis. Penis stretching devices and techniques may be tempting because they can be done in the privacy of your own home without the risk associated with penis enlargement surgeries. Some stretching exercises can be of benefit to certain groups. These include people with Peyronie's disease, in which the penis develops an abnormal curve, erectile dysfunction, the ability to achieve a sustained erection, or micropenis, a penis under 3 inches in length. Is the penis a muscle? The penis is not a muscle. It has the appearance of a muscle because it gets hard during an erection, but it is made mostly compromised of spongy tissue. And we've talked about this in past podcasts. As such, a penis can be built or bulked up in a way that a true muscle can. So it cannot be bulked up. Okay. Penis stretching exercises. There are two exercises that are said to increase penis size. Penile stretching, using the ad length, and jogging using an add to girth. Proponents claim that these exercises create micro tears or micro tears in the tissue of the penis. It looked like micro tears to me. It was micro tears. Okay. In the tissue of the penis. Over time, the body will fill in the gaps with scar tissues, thereby increasing the penis size. I'm thinking micro tears because it's probably going to hurt to do this and it's not even going to work, right? Then you're going to be crying, you know, in pain. Penile stretching. Penile stretching exercises are done while the penis is flaccid. They generally involve gripping the head of the penis and pulling the penis in different directions. As the penis is stretched, pressure may be applied in the opposite direction at the base of the penis. The position is then held for several seconds and repeating. Okay? Jelking is an ancient Arabic technique set to increase girth. It is done by grasping the base of your penis and then slowly moving your hand up the shaft with consistent moderate pressure. This is recommended for up to 20 minutes a day. A 2017 study published in Urology magazine concluded that there is no evidence to support the use of jelking or penile stretching exercises. On the contrary, doing so was more likely to cause injury due to the aggressive handling of the penis or the desperation of the man to stretch his penis. Let's put it that way. Do penis stretching devices work? Penile traction devices are also based at the micro-tear theory. They're based on the micro-tear theory. The devices look like a complicated knee brace with a ring that fits snugly around the base of the penis and another situated near the head. Between the two are adjustable rods that you can extend or retract. Over time, the space between the rings is extended to grow the penis. A 2015 study in Journal of Sexual Medicine reported that penile traction delivered modest increases in penis length, around 1.5 centimeters, that's not much, when erect, after 6 months or 6 hours daily treatments. Participants reported being moderately satisfied with the results. I guess any growth, if it works even only 1.5 centimeters or whatever, is good for any man as long as it's more. Can Viagra increase penis size? Viagra sildenafil, whatever the name of the drug is, does not increase the size of a penis. It treats erectile dysfunction by increasing blood flow into the sponger interior of the penis. Once the effects of the drug have waned, the penis will soften and return to its normal size. Penis pumps. Penis pumps, also called vacuum pumps, are often used to treat erectile dysfunction and improve recovery after radical prostate surgery. They have also gained a reputation in recent years for increasing penis size. Penis pumps work by suction air out of the tube device placed over the penis until an erection is achieved. If used for extended time on a regular basis, the formation of micro tears is thought to increase not only the length of the penis, but also the girth. To date, the evidence of this is weak. According to a 2019 review of the studies in sexual medicine, vacuum pumps were not able to increase penis length, but could potentially increase penis girth. However, the gains were eventually lost once the practice was stopped. So you may not get a longer penis, but you may get a wider penis. And if you don't keep it up constantly, every day, just like going to the gym, I guess, every day, it wanes and it goes away. How to stretch safely. If you decided to pursue penis stretching in any form, there are ways to do it without causing injury to your penis. Penis stretching. To perform penile stretching, grasp the head of your penis gently, but firmly, and pull upward. Hold for 10 seconds. Pull it to the right. Hold for 10 seconds. Pull it to the left. Hold for 10 seconds. Repeat up to twice daily. Do not stretch to where there is pain. If there is pain, you are pulling too hard. Okay, jelging. Jelging is done as follows. Lubricate the penis with a gentle moisturizer or a lubricant. Place your index finger and thumb around the base of your penis. Tighten the fingers into a circle. Gradually move the circle up toward the head of the penis while pressing down around the base of the penis with your other hand. Repeat daily for up to 20 minutes. Stop if you experience any pain or develop an erection. Because you're basically masturbate yourself slowly. Okay, penile traction. Penile traction devices all work differently, but they follow similar principles. Secure the device to the base of your penis with a circular ring. Move the other ring so it is situated just under the head of the penis. Lengthen the adjustable rods on both sides to apply gentle tension. Secure the rods, typically with a wing bolt, to maintain the tension. Some studies suggest that the device can be worn for 6 hours a day, but manufacturers often recommend no more than 2 or 3 hours daily, especially when first starting. If there is any pain, stop and remove the device. Okay, now we've moved to penis pumps. Penis pumps can also differ by manufacturer, with some using a hand pump and others using a mechanical pump. The principles, however, are more or less the same. Lubricate the rim of the vacuum tube with some personal lubricant. This can help create a tighter vacuum seal. Lightly lubricate the penis. This will prevent your skin from catching the sides of the tube as the vacuum is created. Gently pump out the air until you create a firm but otherwise comfortable vacuum. Keep the tube on for no more than 30 minutes. If just starting, start with 10 minutes and gradually increase. When finished, release the vacuum valve and remove the penis. You can put on a penile ring or a cock ring, is what they call them, if you want to maintain the erection. If you feel numbness or pain, stop immediately. Never use the device when tired or sleepy, as you might fall asleep with it on and cause damage. Ouch! That would not be good. All right. Risk of penis stretching. Handling the penis aggressively in any way can cause damage as general rule. If the procedure hurts, stop. Here are some possible complications to consider. Penile exercises, a 2017 study in a urology magazine, that yelping or other penile stretching exercises can cause bruising, pain, and scarring due to overtly or overly aggressive handling of the penis. Penile traction, a 2020 study in Sex Magazine, reported that penile tractions in people with Peyronie's disease sometimes led to bruising, blood, and blood spots, skin discoloration, and penile deformity. That doesn't sound good. Okay, penis pumps, a 2019 Asian Journal of Androgyny reported significant complications when penis pumps are used improperly, including blood spots, abnormal swelling of the foreskin, discoloration, scarring, and bleeding from the urethra, the tube through which urine exits the body. That doesn't sound good either. Summary, penis stretching involves devices or techniques that claim to increase the length of girth of the penis. This includes manual stretching, jelking, penile traction devices, and vacuum penis pumps. To date, there is little evidence that any of these techniques work. In some cases, there is a greater chance of penile injury or deformity. So, I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't sound promising. So maybe what all of you men out there need to do is realize, and you know, women have to realize this too, you aren't going to get that penis any bigger than it already is. It's pretty much a creation of nature that's perfection as it is. You can only use what you've got. And yeah, some guys are blessed with more than others. Okay, that's a fact. Just like with women, some women have larger breasts than others. Some women don't have any breasts. But that shouldn't dictate how sexy or how sexual you feel. about who you are. You know, there are people who, you know, different guys like different types of body types of women. Different women like different body types in men. And, you know, typically they say most men are, you know, they're not any bigger than 5 to 6 inches. So, you know, their penises aren't, should I say. So, you're normal if you're at that level. And, you know, I was with a guy who thought that he didn't have a long enough penis. But he had a really girthy penis. It was wider rather than longer, right? I've been with guys who've had very long, very thick penises. And then I've been with guys who've had the typical normal size penis. And I can tell you that I had great sex with all those guys, no matter what size their penis was. I think I might have been with somebody on a one-night stand who had a micro penis, because I didn't feel anything. And I didn't know if it was because he was drunk and he just couldn't get it up, but I don't even think anything happened. But he could have had a micro penis, and I just didn't know it. He was very conscientious of not letting me see his penis. That's why I think he has had a micro penis. It was not a fun night. It was very short, you know, and it, you know, I wish I hadn't done it. But so it can happen, you know. I'm pretty sure he had a micro penis, so it does happen, you know, and it's, you know, you don't know it's there. So that can be a problem for some men. But I'm sure there are ways. These are men who probably would consider surgery, who probably would consider fillers. But there's also, I've also heard in the past, I've sold sex toys. I've also heard of actual covers that you can put over, and I've seen them, that you can put over your penis to make your penis larger. So you're basically just putting like a condom with a larger extension on it over your penis. And they make them in ways to where either you can just put it over your penis so you can, you know, make your female partner or your male partner happy. Or they have some sort of vibration in them so that you can feel something and she can feel something, and then, you know, can have great sex that way. So you can do that. You can, if you are that conscientious, buy these sort of sleeves that you put over your penis that then you would put inside her. It's sort of like putting a vibrator inside of her when they vibrate, and having a vibrator on you, just like when you put the cock rings that vibrate down to the base of your penis, that, you know, that vibrates your penis and it vibrates against her vagina. So sometimes that helps people to reach orgasm who maybe haven't been reaching it before. Because, you know, sometimes we need a little help here and there. Or it might be just something fun to try with your partner to do something different, you know, during sex. So there are different ways to, you know, up the ante. And I'm sure there's other things that I don't even know about that have been developed in the past few years that I don't even know about. And again, the best thing to do is talk to your urologist, talk to your gynecologist, ladies, or go to a sex therapist who has a broader, wider knowledge of what can help you. Particularly if you do have a micropenis, that's a sex therapist would probably be a good option, as well as your urologist. If you can't afford those, I'm sure you can go to Planned Parenthood, and they will sit down with you and tell you what you can do for free. So there's lots of options, you know. And then, of course, there's sex toys. You know, you can buy all kinds of sex toys. You can buy not just vibrators, but you can buy things for men's penises. You can buy vibrators that go up the anus. You can buy butt plugs, you can buy all kinds of fun stuff. Cock rings, you know, beads that go up inside a woman, vibrating beads that go up inside of a woman. Lots of fun things that you can do to, you know, add some spice to your sex life. So there are alternatives, and it doesn't have to always be about penis size. You know, there's oral sex, there's using your hands, there's, you know, like I said, using vibrators. You can even get, you know, penis dongs that you can put, you know, one inside an anus, one inside the, I don't know, inside the vagina, I don't know. Whatever it takes to help you guys have a great sexual experience. You know, if there's a fantasy you have, go for it. You know, try those things. Talk to your partner about it. So there's ways to get around that. So if you really love somebody and you really care about somebody, you will find those ways. And you will find a way for you both to have great orgasms every time that you have sex and have this great sexual experience. And there's ways to do it. It doesn't always have to include a penis. You know, there's all kinds of other fun ways to have sex. Again, oral stimulation, both male and female can do that to each other. And you can use your hands. I mean, come on. Haven't we all messed around with each other before we had sex? I mean, you've all put your hands in there and felt around and helped each other have orgasms and masturbated each other. There's lots of ways that you can have sex. Sex isn't just vaginal penetration. Sex can be oral. Sex can be giving each other, you know, using each other's hands to stimulate each other. It can even just be what they call mashing, which you're just kind of rubbing your sexual organs against each other. You know, if someone has a micropenis and you're not able to have an orgasm with that person inside, maybe mashing is something you could do. Maybe rubbing your sexual organs against each other would do. You know, it's sort of like outer masturbation with each other's sexual organs. There's lots of different things that you can try, and don't be embarrassed to ask or try that with your partner. If it's a solution to help you both be happier sexually, there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you do behind closed doors in your boudoir, your bedroom, that's between you and that person. And you should keep it between you and that person. You shouldn't be talking about that to other people. Now, you know, when you talk to friends and you're just trying to give them tips, it doesn't mean you have to be sharing your sexual experience with everyone. If that's something that your partner doesn't want you talking about, then don't. You know, respect that. Because that's a really private area. That's the most intimate, private thing that you can do with another person. So you don't want to be going out there gabbing about it. But you can offer tips to other people. They don't have to know if it's your experience or not. They don't have to know if it's something that you've been through or not. Like, for instance, you know, I will say that the guy that I was with who had the shorter penis, but the broader penis, he was really self-conscious about it. And I kept telling him, it's not a problem. The problem with him was that he, like I've told you with other people that I've been with, that he wasn't taking the time for me to have an orgasm. I could feel it. I could feel his penis. I could feel everything. But he just thought that he couldn't make somebody have an orgasm. So he wasn't even trying anymore. Because he thought his penis was too small or too short. You know, not as long enough. And I told him, that's not true. You need to slow down. You need to start considering my orgasm and not just having your orgasm, because this isn't going to happen anymore if you don't consider my orgasm. So it can happen. He had a shorter penis, but a broader penis, and we had pretty good sex. And I could feel it, and he could feel it. And it's just, you have to work your way around those things, right? And it all is depends on the person. Now, he may not have been had a long penis, but that girth he had was a lot of girth. So that was a positive. So everyone's different. Everyone's made different. Each person that you deal with, you're going to have to deal with them in a different way. It's not going to be the same with everyone. Everyone's going to have their hang-ups and their insecurities, but also they're going to have the different physicality than anyone else. You know, we're all made uniquely. And they say that most penises are the same. Well, I don't think they're the same. I just think they're similar, right? Not the same. So just, you know, make sure that you talk to your partner. Make sure if you're having any issues in the bedroom, you go to your gynecologist, your urologist, or a sex therapist. You know, if you both need to go to a sex therapist, you'd be surprised. It can change a lot for you. I mean, I think Dr. Ruth has changed a lot of lives with the advice that she's given on sex, on her talk shows, in her books, etc. Go buy some Dr. Ruth books. She's pretty honest about everything. She's pretty honest and open and gives some really great advice. I don't think there's been one time that I've heard Dr. Ruth speak that she wasn't giving excellent advice. But that's somebody who knows, you know, what they're talking about and knows, you know, their profession pretty well. And she has learned a lot about sex therapy, etc. over her lifetime. You know, she's in her 80s, 90s. She knew what she was talking about. And she had great sex her whole life. And that's what she wanted everyone to have. That was her thing. She always said, I want everyone to have great sex. And you should. I mean, why have sex if it's not going to be great? If you are not having an orgasm and your partner is not having an orgasm, then that's not great sex. You want both people to be having an orgasm. And you want them to be having great, amazing, you know, they can't believe they're having them orgasms every single time, right? So, talk to each other. Know that penis size is not the problem. The problem is the motion in the ocean. That's what they always say, and it's true. It's how you use what you got. And then, how you don't use what you got when you're doing oral or you know, giving someone a hand job or whatever. There are many ways to have fun sex, sex toys, etc. If you have any other questions, let me know. Send me messages. If you want other subject matters talked about on the podcast, let me know about that as well. And I will research them and talk about them on the podcast. If you are an expert who'd like to get on and have an audio podcast with me where we both talk about things on each, you know, that we share both on our, both that podcast on both of our podcast shows. Happy to do that as well. Really open to talk about things, really open to talk about sex. I don't have a problem with it. Let me know if you have any subject matters that you want me to talk about on the show. Other than that, until next time, Amorous Eclectic.